It's the Chris and Amy show on KMOX, but featuring Brad Young today, who's in for Amy. I'm Chris Ranji. Good to have you with us. Hour two. It is Christmas Eve.
What a sad song.
I know. It's
oh,
very
my
sad.
Goodness.
It wasn't supposed to be funny.
It's not supposed to be funny.
I'm sorry.
Don't think so.
I'm going to go
take
some Valium here. Excuse me. I'm going to take some Valium.
I feel like if you were going to write it and be serious, you wouldn't be so blunt about, please don't come home drunk on Christmas. You'd probably say it another way. I don't know.
Talk about a downer, Chris.
Yeah, dude.
My goodness.
John Denver.
That was Stuart McMillan from the KMOX newsroom who joins us in studio.
Thanks for bringing down the mood there.
Yeah, we're just talking about strange holiday songs, and one of our texters says that we find Christmas songs that are not played hardly at all or very obscure. It's a lot of fun. My favorite is Christmas Cookie Song by George Strait. I don't know. I've never heard this one, I don't think.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure
say
do
what?
Like those Christmas cookies, babe.
It's kind of a bop.
I'm digging it. This is
yeah, I get down with this.
Christmas
oh, yeah, all right. All right.
I've never seen Brad Young do that before. Look at what he's dancing over here.
Yeah, he doesn't really do
square
that
square dancing.
Well,
Christmas
oh,
square
by
dancing.
By himself.
It's that volume I took after hearing the other song. That's what's causing me to dance.
Oh, man.
So it has the opposite effect?
It does. I'm jovial and dancing now.
Brad Young's got one for us. We'll get to that one a little bit later. But we've got Stuart McMillan in from the KMOX newsroom, who I've heard, and in fact, I know what it is. I've heard that you have a strange holiday tradition. I've never heard of this before, but you're going to try to convince me that, no, people do this, like the hiding of the pickle in the Christmas tree, which I had never heard of until last week.
What? That you're like Mr. Christmas.
I've never heard of it. I've seen pickle Christmas ornaments.
Yes, that's what that's for.
But I just thought it was, hey, pickles are cool now. Everything is an ornament.
I'm Chris Ranji, and pickles are cool.
I thought that's what it was. But apparently it's a whole thing where you hide it in the tree and then you have to find it.
My mom used to do that when we were kids.
Heard of this.
She had
that's a thing.
Wow.
It was never a thing in my house, but that's a thing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of similar in that world. It's one of our traditions. As a kid, we had three of us in the McMillan household, three of us kids anyway. And my parents would always hide something on the tree that could be opened, and there would be a special something inside that little ornament that was on the tree. And it was always M&Ms. Like, the first year, they tried to do different things. You know, like, first couple of years, I remember doing it was different. And then it was like, it's M&Ms, like, every year after that. But actually, it was really cool because we all looked forward to that. And sometimes it was an afterthought, like we'd get done with the presents and the stockings and like, okay, you know, we've opened everything and we pulled everything out. Like, oh, yeah, the little tin things we get to open and we pull the M&Ms out. So that was something my parents always did. But it kind of harkens back to old Germany. Can we go there?
Yeah, let's go to old Germany.
So I'm looking at my 1001 Christmas Facts and Fancies I borrowed from you, Chris Ranji.
I see that book that you have, which appears to belong to a library. Is that something you should have?
There's a
stamp on the top of the book.
Yes.
No, the top, right there, very top, where the pages are. No, you're looking everywhere but the top. Yes, there, right there.
Yes, the Lincoln County Library in Springfield, Illinois.
You stole that.
Do I need to make a phone call?
No, you stole that.
Well, this has multiple libraries in here if anybody cares. Fairview Heights Public Library is also mentioned in here.
Oh.
So, hey, it's making its rounds.
If you go into Illinois, pal, you're in trouble. There's a warrant out for your arrest.
I'm going to get pound cake after this.
You're in severe trouble.
This is from 1937.
Oh, that book. Okay.
So I don't think they've been missing it very much. This has been sitting on my
Everybody who was looking for that book is dead.
They're all dead. Who cares? I've got it now. Well, going back to Germany. So this story, there's a story in here about, you know, things to do with the Christmas tree. And there's like a billion different things of historical references, but it had this little interesting nugget I found. So it says, Grandma came from Germany, and each Christmas she provides a surprise for the family in the form of nuts. She takes English walnuts and splits them with a knife. Then she writes a little sentiment or a wish for the future on each, a tiny little slip of paper, places it in the nut, and glues the halves back together.
Glue?
They glue them. Yeah,
and so then...
And okay. This says, oh, the joy of finding your name on one of grandmother's nuts, and then being able to read her sentiment on there.
Well, that's... How long ago did they do this?
Well, this book was written in 1937.
So it's in the 30s.
And then grandma from Germany, you know, that could be 1800s we're talking about.
I know, but the glue is what's got me.
Well, they
got
to open it up with a...
Yeah, you have to be able to crack it back open.
Yeah,
I know. But...
So I guess they just use, you know, a nutcracker of sorts and, you know, get that thing open and read the little... It's almost like fortune cookies at Christmas.
I wonder if anybody else did this. But when I was a kid, and I still do it now, I guess, but watching Christmas movies that depict old Christmas, like 200 years ago.
Right.
Wow. Or more. And the toys they would give out.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd always be like, man, that would suck. That would suck to get. Those are your toys? Like, what is a wooden horse?
Yeah,
cool.
Like, ooh.
And we liked it.
Did everybody else do... I want to know if people do that now. If you look at the old toys and you think that would be horrible to grow up then.
I have pleasant memories of the toys I got.
No, not, I'm saying watching the old movies.
Oh, watching the old movies.
Like
I
watching
see.
What the 200 years ago people had to get for Christmas.
I didn't want to beat up my parents too much, you know.
No, I always had great Christmases.
What they got me was terrible.
My parents always came through in a big way for me.
But you talk about traditions. Did you know in Japan...
Uh-oh.
The tradition in Japan, because they're not Christian country in any way, and so they never really had a basis of Christmas. But in the 1970s, there was an ad campaign for Kentucky Fried Chicken around Christmas time. And now in Japan, they have to sign up months in advance
to get KFC?
To get KFC on Christmas, because that is how they celebrate Christmas, is KFC.
KFC for Christmas.
I have not heard that, but that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a great tradition. I mean,
millions of people in Japan are eating.
Chowing down on KFC.
Chowing down
right
on KFC, extra crispy.
Well, it's those
original
11,
recipe.
11 herbs and spices.
Exactly.
You know their Twitter account?
Oh, no.
KFC's Twitter account. This is an old thing, but they follow 11 people, and they're all herbs or spice, like Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. And,
yeah. Mm.
Yeah,
guys, I think that's really clever.
That is clever.
I didn't know about that.
What if defollow someone or unfollow someone?
I don't know. You have to find another one.
Whoops.
Any other traditions that you've got, Stuart?
Yeah, we always had a Christmas tree in our house. We'd go out and cut it down either at a Christmas tree farm, and you know that's pretty normal. But the McMillans of my household have taken it up a notch. We've been going down to the Mark Twain National Forest.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And cutting down a tree in the forest, like in the middle of nowhere.
You're really Clark Griswold.
I really are. Yeah, we are.
Like legally or just like in the dark of night?
With permission.
Okay.
With permission.
That's a big distinction.
Yeah,
here,
I have this big spotlight. Okay, Sam, get the spotlight on this tree so I can cut her down.
I got the choppers are coming in and they're circling you around.
Dan, did you bring a saw?
Boing.
I watched it last night.
It's such a great movie.
I'm so
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation. I am so far behind on my traditional Christmas movies.
I know, me too.
That I watch every year. Haven't seen.
It's a
Christmas
life.
Eve. I'm screwed.
Home Alone.
I haven't seen Scrooged. I haven't seen White Christmas yet.
I watched White Christmas last night.
I haven't seen Muppet Christmas. Muppet Christmas Carol.
It's probably the greatest.
I love it.
Christmas Carol.
It's the best.
No doubt.
Adaptations.
It's
no doubt. It is the best.
And it's so accurate. This little brown book.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that little brown book.
So I have a little brown book.
Oh, by the way, I haven't seen Scrooged yet with Bill Murray, which is my favorite Christmas movie.
That's a good one. Another adaptation.
Underrated.
It is underrated.
Yes. So,
tell us about the brown book.
So I don't know what year this comes from. It's very old. It could be as old as the other book that I stole from the library here about Christmas. But this book I did not steal, for sure. It's called A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I've heard of it.
Well, it's the little brown book, little version. It's not paraphrased in any way. It's all of the words in the book. But I'm on the last couple of pages of Christmas Carol. And it's that Christmas movie you mentioned, The Muppets Christmas Carol, is so accurate.
Yes.
It is incredibly accurate. Like, word for word. from Dickens' novel. That even impressed me more as I'm reading this book, and I keep hearing, "There goes Mr. Humbug," you know, and all the songs that are just brilliant in that movie, but all the lines are exactly from the book.
Is there a part where does somebody in that book say, "Tiny Tim, who did not die"? Does that happen? I thought that is hilarious.
The part about the pigs and Christmas yet to come, the pigs are all gathering, they say, "Oh, you know, he did this and this, and I hope they have lunch at his funeral. I'll go if it's provided." That line is straight out of the book. They just use pigs instead of big fat people with long noses that Dickens describes.
I did not know that. Yeah, I've watched that movie dozens of times. Never dreamed that was right from the book.
It's line for line almost.
Wow.
It's brilliant.
I have no problems whatsoever with being an adult man watching that without children.
It's great.
I'm into it.
It's great entertainment. Love it.
So good.
Do you watch the edited version with they took the song out and some, because I know Disney Plus, there's a song in the middle of the movie that they ripped out because it was too sad for kids. It's the one where she's like, "The love is gone." That song, they pull out, it's in the middle of the movie. They pull it out.
It's out?
It's out on the Disney Plus version, but you have to kind of snake in there and find the full version on Disney Plus to find it. But I have an old VHS tape, and it's got all the original songs in there. But they removed it because it was too sad for kids. And yet it's like the climax.
Dude, Disney's whole thing is killing somebody at the beginning of movies, Bambi.
Like, all the parents are dead. Yeah, like, every movie, they're like, they're dead. And they're not okay with a little tear about, you know, a love story lost.
That's wild to me.
It's just strange.
And can I just tell you, my heroes are Statler and Waldorf. They're definitely my heroes.
I knew it.
Yep. In fact, that's the look I'm going for. I've been going for this look for like the last 30 years. Going for Statler and Waldorf. I think I'm nailing it.
You've nailed it. Yeah.
I've nailed it. Yeah.
You've absolutely crushed it.
Good.
And again, the thing that I was telling you about, Scrooged, you know, movie,
yeah.
which is my favorite, the Bill Murray version.
That's a good one.
That is, I think that's my favorite version of all the Christmas Carol type.
There's so many.
But Muppets is great.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Up there. It's right up there.
Well, Stuart, appreciate you coming in. Yeah. Thank you.
I got to go finish Christmas Carol. I wonder how it ends.
Enjoy. Mm. I'll tell you. Tiny Tim does not die.
Yeah. Come on!
He does not die.
Yeah.
Humbug.
Enjoy your Christmas Eve. Your Christmas, and we will see you soon.
See you later. Merry
Stuart
Christmas.
McMillan Merry from Christmas. The KMOX newsroom with us here on KMOX. It is Brad Young and Chris Ronji on the Chris and Amy Show. Jingle bell rock, jingle bell swing.